Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lawmaster Program. The AVB's predictions regarding the coming of the Lord God are fulfilled in the man Tommy L. Hart. This is big, big news. The Bible's Lord God has come as predicted. But not only has the Lord God come, he has also come forward and revealed himself. He has told the people his name, in compliance with Psalm 94:1 and John 7:4. Having performed the works that the Bible ascribes to God, the man Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. It is reported by those who know him best, he has done all things well. Let's hear from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart.
Okay. We're going to read my book, The Prodigy, Part 8, Hart's ABCs of Bible Rhyme. Hart's ABCs of Bible Rhyme. But before we get to that, let's start off with a question regarding truth. This has to do with truth of Bible content. You know, the Bible asks the question in the book of John, what truth? Very important question. What is truth? Now, that question doesn't come with, do you believe the truth? It just simply asks, what is truth? Whether you believe it or not. And we do have an answer for that. We have an answer for the question, or to the question, what is truth? Another thing we have here in the King James Bible is the phrase, I think it's in the book of Romans, maybe chapter 1 or 2, somewhere around there, chapter 3. The phrase says, the truth of God. The truth of God. So, we have a question. What is truth? What is the truth of God? The Bible wants to get to, anyway, it wants to get to the truth of God. That's the major thing in the Bible. What is the truth of God? Without the knowledge of God that's in the King James Bible, you really don't need the Bible. If you take out God from the King James Bible and all statements having to do with God, King James Bible, you don't have anything. You may have some stories and all like that. But you don't have substance. Because the stories in the Bible, for the most part, are fictitious. You know, like the story of Jonah and the great fish, or like the story of the children of Israel along with Moses crossing the Red Sea on dry land. You know, stories like that. A man who can raise the dead. Or stories like a character who can make mud off spit and clay and maybe cause a blind man to see or deaf ears to hear. You know, stories. Fictitious stories. Again, if you take God and all the statements having to do with God, Lord, Lord God, no man, you take away all those statements, you don't need the Bible for anything. Everyone knows you should not steal, you should not kill, and all like that. We all know that. You learn that in a lot of instances before you actually begin to learn anything from the Bible. In other words, you learn things like that at home, how to be nice, how to treat people, how to deal with people and all. Yes. So what is truth? What is the truth of God? as I said, we have answers. Answers have come from the Mr. Hart analysis of King James Bible content. Yes, it has. Now, I have this here. I said, man's rejection of God does not negate the truth of God. Again, man's rejection of God does not negate the truth of God. You know, the Bible says in Isaiah, the Lord God will come. Well, according to the King James Bible, the Lord God has. Because not only does the promise and prediction say the Lord God will come, it gives specific things, very specific things that the Lord God will do when he comes. So when he comes, and when he comes forward, he does all of that in accordance, or he does all of that by the authority of God. He comes in the authority of God. He does his work according to the King James Bible. That's what I'm trying to say, according to the King James Bible. So it is not questionable when a person comes forth, he does the things the King James Bible says the Lord God will do when he comes. He performs the commandments that the Bible calls upon him to perform. He answers questions that the Bible calls upon him to answer. Okay, all of that, when you put all those things together, questions, the commandments, the promises, the predictions and all, and even more probably, when you put all those things together, you have an exact image of the Son of God, who is also called Lord God in the King James Bible. You have an exact image of the Son of God, the Lord God. The Lord God written in the King James Bible, Lord written with a capital L, lowercase O-R-D. That's the Son. The Lord God promised to come in Isaiah 40, verse 10. All right? And other scriptures as well. So, the truth of God. The Bible, the King James Bible, declares in all its promises, predictions, commandments, declarative statements, it declares God. How so? Declares that the person who does all those things, keeping the commandments, fulfilling them, fulfilling the predictions regarding the Son of God, the Lord God, promises regarding the Lord God, the Son of God, declarative statements being fulfilled by the individual. All those things say about that certain individual who does all those things that this person is the Lord God promised to come in the King James Bible in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 10. And you don't have to be a genius to understand those things when those things are brought forth and presented. Don't have to be a genius. If the person does the things the Bible declares the Lord God will do when he comes, then that removes all doubt. All doubt. The man has fulfilled the work of the Son of God, he has fulfilled the work of the Lord God, written in the King James Bible, L lowercase O R D. Yes, it removes all doubt. Now, what if people don't believe? That's what I'm trying to get to. Disbelief and rejection of God do not negate the truth of God. Presently speaking, the Son of God is here on earth right now. Remember the question coming from the image that asks, will God in very deed dwell with me and on earth? The question is answered. Yes. When? Now. The Lord God is dwelling on earth with men right now as I speak. It's the Lord God right now who's doing the speaking, hosting this program. The man who has filled the bill for God. Very important. So man's rejection of God does not negate the truth of God. Man's neglect of God does not negate the truth of God. Religion rejects the truth of God. That's what I'm observing. Religion. You know, these things that I teach are not taught in religion. They are not taught in the Christian, what they call a Christian church. But, you know, the church that teaches Jesus. None of these things are taught in church. None, not one. And that's really something. Time that you go to church to get the truth of Bible content. At some point in my life, I began to notice, wow. Well, I knew I wasn't learning anything, you know, as I began to enter into my teens and upper teens and all. Because I was saying to myself, wow, I go to church and I hear the same thing. I'm not learning anything. You know, I knew that before I ever thought about studying Bible content, that I wasn't learning anything about the Bible. I wasn't learning anything about God. I didn't have to grow old to realize that. I realized that as a very young man. And I began to study the Bible, never knowing that I would come up with the things that I've come up with, never knowing that I would come to a true, comprehensive understanding of God when I began to study the Bible. And I began as a young man to study the Bible. Okay? Very young man. Religion, Christianity, rejects the truth of God. So I found out that when one goes to church, he doesn't go to get truth. Well, I don't know what's in his mind or her mind, but I know one thing, they don't get truth of Bible content by going to church. Sunday school, church services, you know, camp meetings and summer Bible camp and you know, the things they do in church. They have nothing to do with King James Bible truth. Nothing at all to do with truth. I began to learn that when one comes into the church and tries to present the truth that he has found out, he is totally rejected. I've had two or three, let me see, I've had, I think, three preachers to tell me I was still a young man. We don't need your kind in here. Not three preachers. I'm studying the Bible, and I'm coming up, you know, I'm learning from the Bible, and I'm wanting to share this knowledge with others. And three different preachers, three different times, tell me, you don't need to be here. Wow. You know? And so I'd leave that church. After I was told a third time, that was the last time I attended church. Now, I have gone back to churches and selling my products, you know what I'm saying, But I'm talking about as far as going to church to hear what the preacher has to say. No. It's really something. It's a bad, sad something that black people go to church. Let me say this, that the Israelites go to church, listen to a preacher, and they get nothing from the preacher in terms of King James Bible truth or Bible truth. They get nothing. They get no knowledge. They have no knowledge of God, no knowledge of the Son of God, no knowledge of the Lord God, no knowledge of either Lord. You know, there's Lord all caps, the Father. They have no knowledge of Lord all caps, the Father. They have no knowledge and get no knowledge of the Lord God, the Son of God, no man, no knowledge, and don't seem to care. That's the sadder part. They don't seem to care that they do not understand the Bible, that they are getting no real knowledge. They're getting junk. Yeah, that's a very disturbing thing that I found out. They don't even care. The parishioners don't even care. The preachers are pulling their legs. The preachers don't even understand King James Bible content. The preachers are not giving any knowledge of Bible. And some people just honestly say, well, I go to church, but I don't understand the Bible. If you're not going to church to understand the Bible, and you're not getting an understanding of the Bible, then why continue going? Why continue going? Okay? Because one thing about it, a person cannot fool, one cannot fool him or herself. Okay, you can decide to go along with the group, but I don't think you can fool yourself. Okay, let's end this and get to reading. I call these things here building blocks in order to get to the truth of God and answer the question, what is truth? Building blocks. And I've already mentioned them already, okay, in my speech here. Building blocks. The Bible gives us the building blocks. It gives us the declarative statements regarding the Son of God, the Lord God, declarative statements regarding the Father, the Son, no man. Remember no man in the King James Bible? That's a person named for the Son of God. No man. Okay. But these building blocks, the declarative statements about God, both Father and Son in the King James Bible, the questions in the King James Bible, the commandments in the King James Bible, the predictions in the King James Bible, the promises of God in the King James Bible. All of these things having, all of these blocks, these building blocks having to do with God. The declarative statements, the questions in the Bible, the commandments in the Bible, the predictions in the Bible regarding God, and the promises in the Bible regarding God. Building blocks. When one finds those things, and you're not going to find them at the same time, and you don't need to look for them because I've already given them to you. Even in the book of mine, the Son of God was here with men on earth. All of that information is there. And much more information than what is in the book is found in my archive, Lawmaster Archive, where you just get all the details. All the details. Okay? My book, The Son of God Was Here With Men on Earth, gives many details, many, many details. But many more details are in Lawmaster Archive. So those building blocks have come to life. They've come to life in the analysis of King James Bible content by the man, Tommy L. Hart. All those building blocks are brought to light by the man, Tommy L. Hart. And what are men doing with the things that the man, Tommy L. Hart, has revealed? They are doing nothing. Ignoring. ain't married. At one time, in the beginning of my scrutiny and analysis of King James Bible content, I thought that all people wanted to know the truth of King James Bible. I did. I was naive. Because, let me just say this and I'll move on. When I first began analyzing King James Bible content and began learning things that I didn't know, I wasn't writing down anything. I was just studying the Bible. Okay? Yes. So in my speaking engagements, you know, I'd have some things to present. And I said to myself, wow, after a while, because at first I wasn't writing down anything, you know, for anybody else. You know what I'm saying? I may have been making notes for myself. But then as I kept going, I said to myself, wow. And this is exactly what I said. I said, wow, my people, you know, talking about black people, you know, the Israelites, I may have not referred to them as Israelites at that time. I learned that later on. I said, wow, black people will be glad to, you know, hear these things, you know, that I had come up with at that time. Because I knew that they didn't know them. I used to go to church myself. Okay? I knew they didn't know. So I said, wow, they'll be glad to hear this. Oh, wow, did the Israelites or black people, did they prove me wrong? They proved me wrong. They have said to me and so by their actions, we are not glad to hear this. We are not glad at all. Matter of fact, we are not going to hear it. Okay? But does that stop the work of God? No. No. Because God, the Son of God, was on a mission. He didn't know that back then that it would be found out that he himself is the Son of God. He didn't know that. He didn't have any knowledge of God when he first started out. All he knew is, as he was studying, he was finding out things that were in King James Bible, but were not being taught in the church, or were being taught wrongly in the church when compared with Bible content. Okay, it's so much. It is so much. You know, it's hard to try to get in a lot in 30 or 45 minutes or an hour. It's very hard to get in a lot, you know, so I have to break things down. Okay, and say, well, enough for this. Let's move on to this because I want to get this in as well. But one thing we know, the building blocks have been put together, and that can be seen the heart's analysis of King James Bible content, which the bulk of his information can be found in his archive at Blog Talk Radio Lawmaster. Click on episodes. All right. And then his book, The Son of God Was Here With Me on Earth. I mean, teaching tools don't come any greater than those two things. Ah, so my notes here. So we were talking about the truth of God. The truth of God is that God is here on earth with me at this present time. Okay, that's the truth of God. All right, what is truth? Truth is the Son of God is here with men at this present time on earth. That's the truth of God. That's the truth of the Son of God. A truth of the Father, God, is that the Father has sent the Son. The Father has sent the Son. You can go to Lawmaster Archive to find out who the Father is. Or even in my book, The Son of God Was Here With Me and on Earth. It teaches you of the Father as well. Okay? So, your unbelief or disbelief does not negate the truth of God. The analysis, Mr. Hart's analysis is true, that is his analysis of King James Bible content, is true. His analysis of King James Bible content is comprehensive. His analysis of Bible content is precise. Mr. Hart's analysis of Bible, King James Bible content is sure. And with that, let's move on. Let's do some reading from my book, The Prodigy, Part 8, Hart's ABCs of Bible Rhyme. Let's see, where did we stop the last time? Okay, let's see here. And I'm turning my pages. Okay, we're going to begin with, I know we didn't make it to page 15 the last time. Item 73A, you know, these things, it's called Hart's ABCs of Bible Rhyme because each item, like a numbered item, like number 8, number 100, number 73, consists of three statements. Statement A, statement B, statement C. Some have four statements, but the bulk of them consist of three statements. Hart's ABCs of Bible Rhyme. Each item consists of at least three statements. That's where we get ABCs from. Okay, let's start with item 74A. Genesis 1, verse 30. Wherein there is life. That's 74A. B says, the blind receive their sight. What do I see? Where's the rhyme? I see A says life. B says sight. And there we have a rhyme. Life, sight. I. Okay, now let's go to item C. But we must read A again. A is always read before a Bible statement. A, wherein there is life. C, and he shall bite. What do I see? I see the word life in A, which rhymes with bite in C. We go now to 75A. Now, the Bible references are given here, but I'm not reading the references, okay? The book has the references. A, wherein there is life, A, thus the heavens and the earth were finished. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. What do I see? I see in A the word finished, and in B the word lendeth. Lendeth, finish, okay? Yeah. Okay, now C, but we read A first. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished. C, he that winneth souls is wise. Where's the rhyme? Well, I see in A the word finished, which rhymes with the word in C, winneth. Winneth, finished. All the host of them. B, boast not against the branches. What do I see? I see the word host in A, which rhymes with the word boast in B. C, but A first, and all the host of them. C, and laud him all ye people. I see in A the word them, which rhymes with the word him, in C. I also see in A the word all, which rhymes with the word law, in C. Right? So in some there may be more than, you know, two word rhymes there, but you're doing just because you find one set of rhymes, it may be another one, so you have to look carefully. And that's what that's one of the things this book teaches, to read carefully, to be discerning, and to be sure. Okay? Be sure by really paying attention to all that is presented. Okay, so we go to 77 item. A, and on the seventh day God ended his work. Queen, humble yourselves. What do we have here? Ended. I still don't have these things underlined. Okay. All right. What do we have here? Let's see. Seventh day, king and queen. To the ended. Say unto, and say unto. Well, it's taking me too long to figure this out, so let's go to C. A. We must read A first before any Bible statement. And on the seventh day, God ended his work. C says, also he sendeth them out. What word in C rhymes with a word in A? He sendeth. Ended. Okay, I see in A the word ended, and it rhymes with the word in C, send it. 78A, and he rested on the seventh day. B, keep ye judgment and do justice. What do we have here that rhymes? Okay, he rested, keep, okay, judgment, and do, I'm trying to figure this out, and do justice, okay, rested, justice, okay, let's go with, in A, I see the word rested, with rhymes with the word justice, rested, justice. The last syllables there, maybe? Okay. Item 79. And every plant of the field. B. By chance there came down a certain. What do I see in A that rhymes with the word, in B? Every plant of the field. Plant, chance. Okay, I see in A the word plant. And I see in B the word chance, plant, chance. Okay? So we go to C, but A first. Read A first before any other Bible statement. Oh, and every plant of the field, we go to C. Therefore thou shalt deal kindly. What word do I see in A that rhymes with the word in C? I see in A the word feel, which rhymes with the word deal in C. We go to item 80. Before it grew, and I should say A says before it grew. Now B, and knew not. What do I see in A that rhymes with something in B? I see in A the word grew, which rhymes with the word new in B. Let's read item C, but A first. A says, before it grew. C says, they cast four anchors out of the stern. What do I see in A that rhymes with something in C? They cast four anchors out of the stern. It casts four. Okay. I see in A the word before, which rhymes with the word for, F-O-U-R, in C. we're talking about the last syllables there in those two words. This item 80 has a D part. Before reading D, we must read A again. A says, before it grew. D says, but Noah found grace. But Noah, for, okay. I see A has the word before Noah, okay, and it rhymes with the word Noah in D. For Noah, before. And its rhyme mate is Noah. All right? Now, you can pull up on your smartphone or whatever rules that have to do with rhyming, because that's what I did, okay? So if I say something rhymes and you say, no, that does not rhyme, make sure you know what you're talking about, all right? Because I pull up the rules. And it was more than I thought. I thought rhyming was just a simple something, you know, he, the, you know. I didn't know about middle rhyme, middle word rhymes. I didn't know about ending word rhymes. I didn't know about beginning word rhymes and all like that. So I studied. As I wrote this book, or as I was writing the manuscript, I studied, did a study on rhymes and kept it before me. Okay? So don't say, well, I disagree with you, Tommy. You know, challenge me by looking it up and seeing why I said what I said. Okay? Know what you're talking about. Item 81, A. A says, and watered the whole face of the ground. B says, I have ordered my cause. What do I see in A that rhymes with something in B? I see in A the word watered that rhymes with the word ordered in B. Okay, let's go to C, but A first. And watered the whole face of the ground. C says, the dividing asunder of souls. The asunder face of the ground of soul whole. Okay, what do I see? I see A has the word whole, which rhymes with the word soul in C. Again, this item 81 has a D part. I first read A. A says, and watered the whole face of the ground. D said, says, and go round about the city. What do I see? I see A has the word ground that rhymes with the word round in D. Right? This book is a great training tool. I'm not saying it's only one of its kind. Okay? But these rhymes are coming from the book, you know what I'm saying? And I decided to, I noticed that the Bible had rhymes in it, and I decided to write a book on it. Okay? A says, dust of the ground. B says, can the rush grow up without mire? What do I see in the two that constitutes a rhyme? I see A has the word dust, B has the word rush. Dust, rush. All right. Let's go to C, but A first. A says, dust of the ground. C, he heard the sound of the trumpet. What do I see in A that rhymes with a word in C? I see in A the word ground, which rhymes with the word sound in C. This is good for children, but you know what? This is also good for adults. It is. All right. A says God planted a garden. Simple statement, isn't it? God planted a garden. B says, as the heart panteth after water brooks. What do I see? I'm looking, I'm searching. Okay. What do I see? I do see this. I see in A the word God, which rhymes with the word heart. Ga, heart, ga, ha, ga, ha. Okay. Okay. Let's go to C, but read A first. A says God planted a garden. Isn't that nice? So that's a simple statement. God planted a garden. Okay. What does C say? C says, wherefore then do ye harden your hearts? I think you heard that. You heard that one, didn't you? You heard the rhyme. Planted a garden. Wherefore then do ye harden your hearts? I see A has the word, or A features the word garden, which rhymes with the word harden in C. Garden. Harden. 84A. A says, and there he put the man whom he had formed. The Bible consists, in a way, to a certain extent, of very simple statement. When he is come, he will tell us when he is come. That's a phrase. Simple phrase. He will tell us all things. Simple statements. I know that's a compound statement. Okay, but anyway, back to the book. And there he put the man whom he had formed. That's A. B says, and he took the blind man by the hand. Now, let me just say this. B has a rhyme in itself, man, hand. Okay? Now, you can look for things like that as well. Okay? But that's a side thing. Okay? It's not the main thing. Because the main thing is finding what word in A rhymes with the word in B or C. That's the main thing. That's your goal. The man whom he had formed, and he took the, I heard that one, and he took the blind man by the hand. What do I see? I see A features the word put, and put rhymes with the word took in B. Put, took, real simple. Let's go to C, but A first. A says, and there he the man whom he had formed. C says, which had the wound by a sword. Okay, I see it. You probably heard it. I see A features the word whom, which rhymes with the word wound in C. 85A. A says, every tree that is pleasant to the sight. B says, that heaven fought for height. What do I see? I see A features the word sight, which rhymes with the word height in B. C, but first A. A says, every tree that is pleasant to the sight. C says, lay, hatch, and gather under her shadow. Okay, gather under her shadow. The heaven for height, and the earth for depth. I'm having trouble here. So let's move to C. But A first. Now, if you have a book and you see that there is absolutely no rhyme like in A and C or A and B or A and D, you see absolutely beyond a shadow of a doubt that there is no rhyme in the two statements, then you just acknowledge there is no rhyme. But if you're playing in a group and someone in the group wants to challenge you, and they do find a rhyme in the two statements, then you forfeit a point. while they gain a point. If the challenger is found wrong, then the challenger loses a point. Okay? So this is just like, let's do some Plato. Okay? All right. Item 86A. A says, and good for food. Isn't that nice? Something that's good for food. B says, they should see with their eyes. They should good, okay, should good. What do I see? I see A features the word good, while B features the word should, which rhymes with the word good in A. I said that in a roundabout way, didn't I? But that's all right. C, bet A first. A says, and good for food. C says, a bed. Isn't that nice? I mean, this is so nice. But what do I see? What do I see featured? I see A features the word food, while B features the word, I mean, C features the word stew, which rhymes with food in A. Another roundabout way. All right? 87A. A says the tree of knowledge of good and evil. B says the end of that which is abolished. What do I see? I'll read it again and you see if you can get it. A says the tree of knowledge of good and evil. B says the end of that which is abolished. What do you see? What do you hear? You can hear the rhyme sometimes. You can hear just when you first read them. All right, but I see A features the word knowledge, which rhymes with the word abolish. No, so you have an inner rhyme there. Interrhyme, rhyme, okay? Knowledge, abolished. So C we come to, but A first. A says the tree of knowledge of good and evil. C says, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers. What do I see? Girls, I see, okay, I see A features the word evil. Now listen carefully. And evil in A rhymes with deceitful in C. Evil, deceitful, okay? The rhyme doesn't have to come, and this is what I found out, always at the beginning of a word. All right? But the rules, remember? Okay, but I see that A features evil, which rhymes with the words deceitful and C. E, C. Okay, deceitful. All right, 88. And I've got to end this, so let's go fast here. A says, and from thence it was parted. B says, get thee hence and turn thee westward, I mean eastward, and hide thyself. What do I see? I see A features the word thence, which rhymes with the word hence. And B, C, but A first, and from this it was parted. C, for some said, he is a good man. Isn't that nice? He is a good man. Okay, what in A rhymes with what in C? For some said, some from. Okay, I see A features the word from, which rhymes with the word some in 88. 89, and we'll try to get these last two in. 89A, A says, and became into four heads. B says, and in the same house remain, eating and drinking. What do I see? I see A features the word became, which rhymes with the word same in B. C, but A first. A says, and became into four heads. C says, let them sing aloud upon their beds. Okay, you heard it. I heard it. I see that A features the word his, which rhymes with the word biz in C. And the last one, hope we can get it in, 98. A says, to dress and to keep it. B says, but to the rest speak I. What do I see? I see A features dress, which rhymes with the word rest in B. Item C, but A first. A says, to dress and to keep it. C says, here, for I will speak of excellent things. What do I see? I see A features the word keep, which rhymes with the word speak in C. And there you have it. That's our reading for this hour or this time. All right. It was good. I enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed it as well. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter. Always make Longmaster Archive your dwelling place. And do go to Amazon.com or Amazon Bookstore and order from my list of books. Be sure to get this book, The Prodigy, Part A, Parts ABCs of Bible Rhyme. And do get the book, The Son of God Was Here With Men on Earth. Join me next time.